What I'd like to do, if you don't mind, even though you did the Mishnah, I'd like to run through the Mishnah again quickly on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, because otherwise we're going to be really working off of memory on a rather complex sugya. So let's take a look at our Mishnah and note that the Mishnah is full of contradictions. So we start off with Amafish Chatat V'Avda. Somebody loses his Korban Chatas. V'Hikriv, I should say, Acheret Tachteha. He then brings another one. And then he founds the first one. Then it's Tamut, which implies that if he had found it before he had been makriv of the other one, that it would not have been Tamut, correct? Now that is true according to whom? That's true according to the Rabbanan, who argue on Rebbe, and they say only if it was found after Kapora do we say it's a Chatas HaMeisa. According to Rebbe, this would certainly not be the case, because even if you hadn't brought another carbon and you just set aside the other chatas, it also would have been mesa. Furthermore, it's exactly the same thing if you did not talk about the actual animal, which is the chatas, but you set aside money for the chatas. It's the same exact halacha. Somebody sets aside money for a chatas, the money gets lost, and he then brings a carbon chatas, the ikriv chatas tachtehen, and he then finds the money. Here, the money has to be thrown to the Yam HaMelech, because the din is that money that is set aside for a chatas is the equivalent of the chatas. But again, we're saying only if he had actually brought the korban chatas, then and only then does the money get thrown into the Yam HaMelech. And if it had been found before, it would not have gotten thrown into the Yam HaMelech, which is going according to the Rabbanan, because according to Rebbe, it doesn't matter. Even if you would have found that money before you were makriv the chatas, since it was avuda b'shas hafrasha, that would be enough to have to get rid of it. So we now have the first two cases clearly going according to the Rabbanan and not like Rebbe. Okay. Hamafrish ma'ot l'chatato. Now how about if he sets aside money, they get lost, and now he does not set aside a chatas, he sets aside other money. And lo yispik likach chatat meyam. He didn't get a chance to buy another carbon chatas until he found the first money. Now, he's got two piles of money in front of him. What should he do? Put them together. Yavi me'elu me'elu chatat. Put them together into one pile. Use them to buy a carbon chatas. And if there's too much money for one carbon chatas, that's not a problem. Hashar yiblul nedava. The rest of it can be given for the nedava, which is what's always done when we have moser chatas or moser asha. Now, who is this going according to? This is going according to a shita that demands that you mix the two. Because if you hadn't mixed the two, when you would go ahead and you would bring your chatas, you would have been messing up the other pile. Now, that's not true according to the Rabbanan, is it? Because according to the Rabbanan, since you found the other pile before you were actually went ahead and bought a chatas and brought it, there'd be no problem. Why do you have to mix it? So this could only be going according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds, if you would have brought the carbon chatas from one of the piles, the other pile would have gotten ruined. Therefore, the best thing to do is mix them. That way you only have one pile, and then you don't have a problem of being docha the other pile. So that means the first two cases in the Mishnah are going according to Rabbanan. And now the Mishnah suddenly switched, and it's going according to Rebbe. Another case. So you set aside money. The money gets lost. You now go ahead and you set aside an animal, an actual chatas tachtehen, but you didn't bring it yet. Lo yispik la'akriva, and now you found the money. Okay. Thankfully, the chatas that you set aside turns out to be a balmum. Since it's a balmum, you can sell it. Because look, nothing was brought, right? There's no problem. Okay, go ahead and sell it. Now you've got two piles of money. One pile of money instead of the chatas that you sold. One pile of money that you had originally set aside and lost. What should you do? Put them all together into one pile. Yavi mielu mielu chatas. Vashar yiplu l'nedava. Again, this is only true according to Rebbe. Because according to the Rabbanan, there would be no problem if you didn't mix the money. Who cares? Bottom line is, you found the lost money. before the Chatas had been brought, and therefore Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha would not be offered. Case number two by Rebbe. Next case, a mafrish chatat. Suppose you set aside the actual animal. The actual animal got lost. Now you go out and you set aside money. You didn't get a chance to buy a chatas with that money. Until you found that first chatas that had been lost. Now the first chatas turns out to be a balas mum. No problem. Sell it and use the money for another pile and bring me'elu me'elu chatat. I don't care which one was first, the real animal or the money. It's exactly the same case. As long as we turn everything into money, we could save the extra pile by mixing the pile. Okay, but again, what are we talking about? Only according to Rebbe. Next case. You set aside an actual chatas. It's lost. You set aside an actual chatas, not money. An actual chatas in its place, but you did not get a chance to be makrivit, and now you found the first one. Well, thank heavens, both of them are balod mum. Sell both of them, get two piles of money, mix the piles of money together, yavim yelo miyelo chatat, v'ashar yiplu l'nedava. Another case that only works out according to Rebbe. Next case, hamafrish chatat, you set aside an actual animal, it gets lost, you now set aside another one, you didn't get a chance to bring it until you found the first one. Now you've got two chataot, and both of them are tmimot, and they're no mumi. What do? Bring one of them for korban chatas, and the other one is tamut. And obviously, this is only true according to Rebbe too, Divrei Rebbe, because it was avuda b'shaat hafrasha. It was not avuda b'shaat kapara. Whereas the chachomim now speak out the fact that they disagree entirely with this tzak. V'chachomim omrim, never. Ein chatat meta, ela shenimtzet mi'acha shekipru ha'ba'alim. The only time we have the din of chatas besa is if you actually had used the chatas for the kapora before you found the missing chatas. But as long as the missing chatas was found before the actual kapora, there's no problem. You would just let it go to pasture and you'd be able to use the money. And another thing, the Rabbanan would say, we disagree with the previous cases because ein hama'ot olchim liyam ha'melach, there's no problem of needing to mix money because money will never be thrown out to the Yam HaMelech unless that money was found after the kapora of the Baalim, which was not, close your mouth, which was not the case in any of the previous cases. So therefore, with none of it is going according to the Rabbanan. And that's our klal. How about mafrish chatat? Somebody sets aside a korban chatas. It's a balad mum. No problem, right? We've made the assumption all along. If it's a balad mum, you can go ahead, sell it, and bring another one in its place, using the money to buy another one. Comes along Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, and he says an amazing kiddush. Whoever bought that chatas from Agdash as a balad mum, better hurry up and eat it. Because if the owner goes ahead and brings a korban chatas on his own before you ate it, even though it's now chulin and it's in your house, it will become a chatas amesa. And there goes your chatas that you bought off of Hagdash. Unbelievable din. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, im korvashnia shalon nishkata, if the other one that the bialim set aside, he doesn't even know the other one is around. The gizbar sold it. Makes no difference. The one that the Gizbar sold is now a Chatas HaMesa. Why? Shekvar Kipru HaBa'alim. Okay. Now says the Gemara, now you see from here that the only problem is, Taima, the Hikriv Acheret Tachteah. The opening in the Mishnah says, the case is that we actually brought another Korban Chatas. That's why it says it has to die. But it's very clear that if we hadn't actually brought that Korban, that then we would have allowed it to just go around and graze until it gets a mum and so on, right? Who is the author of that shita? Not Rebbe, only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say everything depends on finding the chatas after the kapora took place. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. But according to Rebbe, everything depends on the fact that it was lost. I don't care when I find it. Even if I find it before the kapora takes place, it's too late. It's kaput. So therefore, this is going according to him, money, rabbanani. This is the Rabbanu Damrei Avodah B'Sha'at HaFrasha Ro'ah, that if it wouldn't be that it was found after the actual Kapora, and it was found during the time that I was mafresh the other one, that's fine. It wouldn't die, and I would let it graze. Okay, now I ask you to turn your attention to the next case, is Ema Seifa. HaMafrish Ma'ot L'chatat, Vavdu. B'Yifrish HaChayim Tachtein. The Mishnah insists that you have to mix the piles of money, because otherwise, if you brought one pile of money, you're going to destroy the other pile of money. And therefore, Yavi Me'elu Me'elu, Vashar Yiplu L'Nedavai. Now, can you explain to me why I have to mix the pile of monies? Taima Me'elu Me'elu. Mashma, if I had brought one of these piles and I hadn't mixed them, that the other pile would have been thrown into the Yam HaMelech, correct? Hasheni Yolichol Yam HaMelech. Well, who holds that? Certainly not the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan said openly at the end of the Mishnah, the only case where you would throw money into the Yam HaMelech is if the money was recovered after you had already brought the Karban Chatas. But if it was recovered before, there would be no problem. Okay, so now go explain that, huh? Atan L'Rebbe. The Amar Avuda B'Sha'at HaFrasha. Meta, are you trying to tell me that the Reisha is Rabbanan and the Seifa is Rebbe? That is weird. How would we change gears in the middle of the Mishnah? And now comes an amazing surprise. We had thought that we have the whole thing sewed up very clearly. There's a Machlokes, Rebbe, Rabbanan, applies across the board to the animal chatas, to the money set aside for the chatas. Never did it occur to us that it would make a difference which one of the animals you decided to bring or which one of the piles you decided to bring, right? It was just if you bring one and not the other, the second one. Well, it turns out that that's not so obvious. And that, in fact, there's a good chance that there's a difference. And if you think about it, there should be a difference. If you brought the avuda, the one that had been lost, and you leave over the one that had never been lost, why should it die? When I set it aside, it was perfectly usable. It never was dochui. It never had a mum, never had a problem. Why should it die? I thought the whole problem of the chatas that gets lost and it dies is it's got this extra problem of being dochui or it has a mum or whatever. I mean, but why would the other one die? So there seems to be a very good grounds for saying that, look, it very much depends on which of the animals or which of the piles of money you choose to bring in the end. I mean, yes, you could bring either one, but it would make a big difference if you chose the first one that had been lost or if you brought the second one and you left behind the first one, which now has that problem built in that it had been lost. It was unusable. It was dochui, right? That's one possibility. There's another possible difference that we haven't considered. And that difference is, were you doche the other one biyadayim? Doche biyadayim means that if there's no particular reason for you to choose one animal over another animal, and you just go ahead and you arbitrarily pick one out of the two, what you are essentially saying is, I don't give a hang about the other one. The moment that you say it, you were doche it biyadayim. So if you had gone into Beis Din and you would say to Beis Din, look, I've got two animals over here. I don't want either of them to be lost. I mean, it's ridiculous. I would like Hegdish to get both of them. One of them could be Marchatas. The other one could be brought as a Karban Oila, as a Nidvas Tzibur. I don't know. Just tell me what to do. So in that case, there may also be a tremendous difference because you were open all along to make certain that nothing was Dachui. And this, as it turns out, are two issues that we didn't even realize are central to understanding the sugya. And it turns out that Rav holds that they are central. However, there's a machlokas about what Rav said. So Rav Huna claimed that Rav said one of these things. Rav Abba claimed that Rav said the other of these things. But in any event, we definitely have additional factors to take into consideration that we did not know about. And therefore, the Gemara now wants to utilize these additional factors to see if we can use them to answer the problem that we just have raised. The Reisha is the Rabbanan, the Seifa is Rebbe. Says the Gemara, well, there is a way out. Because, Hanichal Rav Huna, if you take Rav Huna's approach about what Rav said, the Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav, Hakol Modim, The Rabbanan are also Moda, even though they say that Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha is always Raya, it isn't always. If the guy had not bothered going and asking a Shaila, what do I do? He just picked out one of the two at random, one of the two piles of money or one of the two Chataot. Even the Rabbanan are Moda that if you went ahead and Mashach HaChat V'Kriva, whichever one you pulled out at random, makes the other one dochli, and therefore the Shnia is Meta. Okay? Now, if that's true, then the Mishnah can work out perfectly well according to the Rabbanan as well. Because all we need to say is that the Mishnah is talking about a case, Mashkachat Lakagonshu Mashachachat Beyam V'Ikrif V'Divrei HaKol. Because we're now saying that when do the Rabbanan say that the only time that a Chatas is Mesa is if it was Avuda B'Shas HaKrova. That's true, but it's only true if the guy asked what to do. But if the guy would have pulled one out at random, then even if he did that and it was only Avuda B'Shas HaFrosha and not Kapora, even the Rabbanu would agree that still the other one has to die. So then we can read the cases in the Mishnah as being very clear. Works out perfectly well according to the Rabbanu because Divrei HaKol Modim, right? Fine. The problem is, according to Rav Abba Amar Rav, Rav never said that. And according to Rav Abba Amar Rav, what he said was something else entirely. He said that Hakol Modim b'mitchaper b'she'ena avuda, she'avuda meita. The whole machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbanan, was not talking about a case where you went ahead and you utilized the one that was the replacement, not the one that had been lost. So in that case, which one did you leave behind? The one that had all the problems. The one that was Avuda. The one that was Nitcha while it was Avuda and I couldn't have used it. So there, everybody agrees, including the Rabbanan, that in that case, of course, the Avuda would be left to die at this point. The only machlokas were when you used the avuda, and then you have the replacement is right here in front of you, and there Rebbe says, well, even though when you were mafrish, that extra carbon, it was after you had already found the other one, right? And it was only, what you're talking about over here is that it was avuda, only b'shas hafrasha, and now it should be okay. It's still not okay. And I'll tell you why it's still not okay. Because when you are mafrish, a carbon to take the place of a lost animal, that carbon takes on all the dinim of the lost animal. That's the problem. So when you're mafrish for an avuda, it's the equivalent of the avuda. And I'm mafrish le'ibud ki'ibud domi. Whereas Rabbanan say, no, that's not true. Just because you were mafreshit for an avuda doesn't give it the din of an avuda. So if you went ahead and you used the carbon that was avud, why would we leave the other one to die? Same thing is true about the money. If you went ahead and you brought all of the money from the part that had been lost, I wouldn't throw it into the Yam HaMelech, no way. So then we're stuck. So then how do we explain the rest of the Mishnah according to the Rabbana? Reisha sasam lan kerabbana. And the Seisva saw some Lankarebi? Does that make sense? Says the Gemara, well, yeah, what can you do? Basically, the Tana wanted to introduce the idea that there's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbana. Why not? What do you mean? So, Michael Mashbo, what is he trying to tell us by splitting up the Mishnah in this way? That there's a machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbana? Well, for God's sake, the Mishnah speaks that out openly. Divrei Rebbe and the Rabbana say, no way, it doesn't, I don't understand. I don't have to set up a Mishnah to teach the reader that, gee, when he's scratching his head, this is weird. First, the Mishnah said it had to be B'Shas Kakrava. Then the Mishnah says it could be even B'Shas Avuda. How does that work? You know, I don't understand. Oh, there must be a machlokas. And then you go ahead and you tell me the machlokas, for heaven's sake. So then don't drive me crazy. Just tell me the machlokas. Behed yukatani la machlokas, Rebbe v'Rabbana v'Seifa. The Mishnah says b'feirish at the end of the Mishnah, remember? Quote. Bring one of them and the second one should be made Divrei Rebbe. וחכמים אומרים, no way, אין חטאת מתה, אלא שנמצאת מאחר שכיפרו הבעלים, ואין מאות הולכות לים המלח, אלא שנמצאו מאחר שכיפרו הבעלים. So what the heck are you talking about over here? If you're telling me the machlok is openly, then why did you have to talk about in the first part of the Mishnah two cases? That's not a problem. Sometimes the Mishnah will force the reader into recognizing that he's up against a crazy situation, and the only way to understand it, as he's scratching his head, is that this represents two shitas. But he doesn't know what those two shitas are. Comes along the Mishnah and says, Dover Zeh, this problem that you detected is because of the Machlokas Rebbe V'Rabbanan. So it's one of those Mishnayos. That's all. Okay, fine. I'm ready to accept that about the Mishnah. I'd like to understand.
What is Rebbe drinking?
I've run out of three ships because Naftali refuses to come along. You know, and he's got all these excuses. He can't come. So basically, I'm stuck, even though Naftali's been drinking my boost, I'm stuck with boost. But that three ship stuff goes real fast, Naftali. So, you know, I think we got to be talking about a trip every couple of weeks.
I heard there's a sale on three ships.
All right. Gufa. So now let's take a look at that machlokas. First, let's take Ravun Amarav, okay? So Ravun Amarav said that HaKomodim She'im Mashach Achat V'Yikriva. Everybody agrees. If you didn't ask Besdin what to do, that the second one is certainly you were Deicha B'Yadayim, and the Shnia is Meta. The only machlokas was Lonechu L'Bami Limalech. You came to ask in Besdin or to ask a Gadol, what do I do? So over there, the machlokas is like this, Taina's Ravuna. Rebbe Sava, lo asu takana b'kodashim. Rebbe holds that we do not attempt to rescue the money for Hegdash. V'amnina le, and we tell him, lechit chaper b'shein avuda, go take the one that wasn't avuda, I don't give a hang, and let the avuda mason. Atosva says, that's crazy, what do you mean? Why would we let at random Hegdash to be mufsad? Why not tell the guy to take, I don't understand, it's crazy. Doesn't make any sense at all. So Tosis explains, obviously this is only true where there is an advantage to be mischaper with the Ein Avuda. Let's say it's a much nicer carbon. So we are not going to put first the issue of whether Hegdash is going to lose money.
Mario, did you want to eat that pizza?
Who's talking? I think somebody's just not. Mordechai, you're not muted, and you're interrupting Shir. All right. So, therefore, what it's talking about is that there is, in fact, an advantage. And because of that advantage, we're not going to take away the advantage. We're not going to start telling you to save money. Whereas the Rabbanan say, no, we're always going to attempt to save money for Hegdash. And therefore, Sitakon HaBekotchi. And we will tell the guy, if he went to ask, we will tell him, no, go only use the one that was lost because it has a problem since it was lost, so it was nitche, and the other one is fine. V'she'ein avuda tir'eh. Fine. Masiv Rav Misharsha, what does that mean, lo asu takana b'kachim? They certainly did make takana b'kachim. V'lo asu takana b'kachim, v'atanya. What about the idea of the Shiore HaMenachas? It says over there, Yochlu. So why did the Torah repeat the idea over here of Yochlu? Mimena Yochlu Aaron Uvanav Bechatzar Ohel Moed Yochlu. What is the point of that repetition? So what's the coming to tell me? Melamed She'im Haita Achilamu Etet. So there's only a little bit, right? So then it's not a problem. If there's only a little bit, then add to it Chulin or Truma. And that way, when you eat it, you're going to be eating it sh'teinecheilat al hasova, and kachim is supposed to be eaten with a sense of chashivas k'derech shabalachim ochlin, like we say limashcha. Limashcha means always eaten with chashivas. And on the other hand, then when it says yochlu, eat only it. Don't mix it with anything else. What's that coming to tell me? Ma tamud lomar. That's coming to tell me she'imayta achilam ruba. If you've got a lot of Shiori Menachas to eat, do not mix Chulin and Truma with it. because otherwise you're going to have a problem eating it in a way in which you're hungry because there's too much of it. And you want to make sure that kedesh lo tein achilat al hagasa. You don't want it to be achilas gasa. You want it to be an achila of choshev. That is choshev. Now you see from here that obviously we do our best to make sure that kachim are taken care of. And I mean, doesn't this hold true even according to Rebbe? My love, afilu Rebbe, and you said Rebbe holds we don't make a takana. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe this is only the Rabbanan. You could say, well, Rabbanan. Rebbe Abba Amarav. So this was Rav Huna Amarav. Now let's take a look at Rebbe Abba Amarav. Rebbe Abba Amarav says, no, that's not the point. The point is that Hakol Modi B'Mischapesh B'She'en Avod has nothing to do with whether you ask or you don't ask. It has to do with which one you actually used. So everybody is made. If you went ahead and you used the one that was fresh and new and had never been lost, so then, of course, the avuda is mesa because the avuda was all messed up. It had been nidcha because it was a chatasha avda, and now the bialim was mischaper ba'acharas. The rabbanon have made it to that. Alma nechleku, the only thing the rabbanon were arguing about is that if you go ahead and you mischaper be'avuda, you use the one that had been lost, which is fine. So over there, we have this new sheet of Rebbe. Now, Rebbe says that since I was mafrish this carbon to take the place of a carbon that had been lost, it takes on all of the dinim of the carbon that had been lost. So Rebbe Savar Mafresh Le'ibut Ki Ibutami. Whereas Rabbanan say, why say that? It is a perfectly valid carbon. It's like a Moser Chatas, whatever. So it's Yiplu L'Nedova. Why should we let it die? To none. Now, let's take a look at the Mishnah. And you tell me how this fits in the case that we had in Yuma. Remember the Mishnah in Yuma. So one of the Seirim died. We were talking about the case where the Sar Lazazel dies. You need to go ahead and you make a new Hagrala. When you make the new Hagrala, you're left with two Seirim Lashem because you had one from before and now you've got a new one. So what do? Well, this extra Chatas, the Sheni, the extra Chatas is, and it doesn't say which one that is, right? But the extra Chatas is left to get a mum. So you're at Yistaev, the Yimacher, sell it, and use its money for the Nedova of Kayetz HaMizbeach. Why do I say that, and why am I not concerned with the fact that it was a Chatas HaMesa? Because since we're dealing with the Seire Yom HaKippurim, we are dealing with a Chatas Tzibur. And remember the Klal, Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. Fine. Now let me ask you something. Does that say very clearly that if it had been a chatas yochid in these circumstances, that it would have been mesa, right? I mean, that's very clear. I'm telling you the only reason we allow you to do this and you can bring it for the carbon nedava is because it's a chatas tzibur. But God save you if this had been a chatas yochid. Oh man, it would have been tomus for sure. Now, let's first understand what it is that we're referring to over here, because Rav himself, now before we talked about Rabbi Yochanan, remember, he said that Ba'alei Chayim are Nidachi, and therefore, since the Sa'ira Mishtaleach was lost, I cannot use the carbon that had been mixed with that Sa'ira Mishtaleach, which was the original Chatas Lashem, because it was Dochli, even though it's alive, it wasn't usable because it didn't have its mate in the Sa'ira La'azazel. Okay? But Rav doesn't hold that. Rav holds the opposite of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds that Ba'alei Chayim einan nidachim. The only din of dichui that ever applies is to meat, but not to a living animal. Living animal, even though I can't use it for a short time, if it comes back online, then it's back online and everything is fine because it's a Ba'al Chai and it's not nidcha. Therefore, when you use the carbon, you can use the carbon in this case, kishu mitchaper, basheni shebezug rishon mitchaper. You can go ahead, and the one that is left, you use from the second pair, right? The one that's left to be roya is the second pair. And now this other chatas, v'idach batra, havile kemafrish le'ibud. Now let me ask you something. Here's my problem with the idea of mafrish le'ibud, like Rebbe. The extra chatas, that is, of the second pair. Why was I mafrish that chatas at all? I was mafrish it because it had to take the place of a korban that was lost. Yes or no? Yeah. Okay, so now according to Rebbe, what's the din in that case? It takes on the din of an avuda. That's what you said. And it says over here, the only reason that I am allowed to do this and use the money for an adava is because ein chatas tzibur mesa, v'taima de tzibur. But in the same exact case, had it been a korban yachid, it would have been left to die, even though neither of them was lost. It wasn't lost, and the Sar Mishtaleach that it's with isn't lost. It's a replacement. So why the heck would we let it die? Unless the very fact that it was mufrash le'ibud gives it a din of ibud. Uh-huh. But that, we said, was only true according to the Rabbanan. According to Rebbe, right? Rebbe was the one who said mafrish le'ibud is ki'ibud. The Rabbanan said, why should we say mafrish le'ibud ki'ibud? And my lava filu rabbanan, it doesn't say over here in the Mishnah that it's only going according to one shita. The mashmaut is it's going even according to the rabbanan. Says, well, look, what can you do? Obviously, it's going according to Rebbe. I mean, the rabbanan say openly, we do not hold that a mafrish le'ibud is le'ibud. The only way to understand the Mishnah in Yuma is to say that the Mishnah in Yuma is going according to the shita of Rebbe. Otherwise, why would the Mishnah have said that the only reason that we have a right to use the money is because it's a korban chatas tzibur? If it had been a yachid, it's not true, according to Rabbanan, even if it would have been a yachid, it would have been perfectly okay. Must be it's Rav, it's Rebbe. Okay, now, let's take a look at our Mishnah, okay? The Mishnah that we just read tonight. Let's take, because something is really weird. I mean, we read the Mishnah, and I think we did a pretty good deal of reading the Mishnah, and we did not see even a hint in the Mishnah that it depends which animal you choose, it depends whether you ask. It was very straightforward. The Mishnah said, we have a machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbanan, about whether you need to have afrosha, you need to have avuda b'shas kapora, or even avuda b'shas afrosha. That's all I saw. I mean, it's absolutely astounding to me that we got through that Mishnah, and all of a sudden, Rav comes out of left field. I don't care if it's Ravuna Amarav, Rav Abba Amarav, introduces a whole brand new world about whether I was Deichet B'Yadayim or which one I took. Did I ask in best? And I'm like, where do you get that from? How do you read a Mishnah that does not have the slightest indication that there are other issues involved and you raise those issues? So could you please read the Mishnah with me? It's not. Okay, what does it say in our Mishnah? Hamafrish Chatos V'Avda. You brought the other chatas. Tomus. Why? Because you were a makriv. Taima the hikriv. If you would not have been makriv that other chatas, the Mishnah is saying we would have left it to graze. Kire? Does the Mishnah say it makes a difference which one you chose? Nah. Loshna mitchaper b'avuda. Loshna mitchaper b'sha'ina avuda. Does the Mishnah say it makes a difference whether you walked into Bezdin and asked them what to do to save the problem? Nah, Loshna Mashach, Loshna Lomashach. What are you talking about? Tiyufta de Tarvayu. I don't care if it's Ravuna Marav, if it's Rababa Marav. Neither of them are offered any place in the Mishnah. The Mishnah makes things very clear. If there would have been a difference like they claim, don't you think that we wouldn't have been able to just make a statement, a blanket statement? Look, I don't care. Basically, if it was Ovud B'Shas, only Ovud B'Shas Hakrova, then it dies. Come on, man. Says, well, no, not necessarily. I'll tell you. I mean, this is a very complex sugya, isn't it? So you realize how many different issues we've raised. So maybe the Mishnah wants to keep things simple, okay? So the Mishnah talks about Milta the Psika Lekatani. It's going to tell you a case that's absolutely clear without introducing anything else. Milta lo Psika Lekatani. So it's absolutely clear that if I find the Chatas after Hakrova, then for sure it doesn't make any difference. They're the Rabbanan hold no matter what the case is. If I was already Makriv the other Chatas and only then I find the Avuda, that it's all over for the Avuda. Yes? Okay, so we talk about that case because I don't want to get into the complications here. I'm just trying to tell you the extreme cases so that we don't have a problem. But I certainly did not mean that you should understand from that that if it was found before, that under any and all circumstances, it would be okay. It's not true. It's not under any and all circumstances. It depends whether I was doichet b'yadayim, depends whether I chose the avuda, the ein avuda, depends if I went ahead and asked in Bezdin. I mean, I'm not going to start telling you all of that in the Mishnah. So Rav comes to tell me the extension of this simple case that we had in the Mishnah. And that's a klal. Milta de psikele katani. Tana sometimes says things that are clear. And milta de psikele katani doesn't bother going into the details of issues that are complicated. Okay, what about the next case in the Mishnah? It's basically the same case, except it's talking about cash instead of animals. It's not. Hamafrish ma'ot l'chatat va'avdu v'yifrish achayim tachteyem v'yachar kach nimtzo hamos harishonot. Then you have to mix them. Yovi mielu mielu chatat v'ashar yiplu l'nedava. What do you see from there? That only because you were mitchafer from both of them together. But if you hadn't, and you only took one, you'd have to take them to the Yam HaMelech. Does the Mishnah say that it matters whether you found it and which one you used? Whether you were mischaper in the Avuda, mischaper in the Ein Avuda? No. Does the Mishnah say it makes a difference whether you were Moshech et Biadayim? No. Loshna Moshech, Loshna Lo Moshech, I don't give a hang. Clearly, both Ravuna and Ravaba are introducing things that the Mishnah is ignoring totally. The Yufta de Tarvayu? No, it's the same answer I told you before. I am not interested in getting into the details by introducing brand new issues. Okay. Now, up until this time, we have been talking about what? Avuda. But what about if you initially set aside additional money or an additional animal for achrayut? Nothing was ever lost. You had it all planned out from the beginning. I got two piles of money. If something happens to one of them and my wallet is stolen, I'll use the other pile. I have two animals. Something happens to one of them, I'll use the one I have. What is the status of that other one? Is that similar to the din of Avruda or has nothing to do with it? That's just Moser Chatas, or Moser Chatas definitely is brought as a Karban Nedav. Amar Rebbe Ami. So Rebbe Ami wants to teach us what this din is. Hamafrish shnei tziburei ma'ot la'achrayut. If you set aside two piles of money, choose whichever one you want, mitchaper be'achad me'em, and the second one goes to a korban for kayetz ha'mizbeach, yiplu l'nidava, because it was never lost, it was never nitcha, it was always there simply to provide a guarantee that I'll have the money when I need it. Why does that have anything to do with the chataot hametot? It's a simple mos that are left over, which is called motarot. Now, aliba deman, who was Rebbe Ami teaching us this? According to who? According to Rebbe? I mean, it's a little bit ridiculous to feel that you need to teach us something so obvious, according to Rebbe. Obviously, it's yiplu d'dava. All that Rebbe said was, is that if you set aside other money for a lost animal or for lost money, then it gets the same din as the lost one, right? That's all he said. A mafrish le'ibud is ke'ibud dami. Over here, nothing was lost. I was never mafrish anything for anything else. I simply wanted to have a guaranteed funding available. That's all. So I'd come look on a Rebbe, I'm a mafrish le'ibud. Aval achrayut modam, and you'd have to be an idiot to think that Rebbe somehow or other would have extended that halacha to achrayut. That's just insurance. So it couldn't. Is it going according to the Rabbanan? I mean, that's even crazier. According to the Rabbanan, for sure it's nutty. So El Al Alibet Rabbanan, it's even more obvious because of the Kal V'Chomer. The Rabbanan hold even if you're mafrish le'ibud, it doesn't get a din of ibud. If you're mafrish for achrayas, how in the world would it get a din of ibud? So what is Rabbani just talking in the air, saying absolutely nothing? Babbling trivialities? Ah, says Gemara, no, but you forgot. We do have that other sheet that we had all the way back at the beginning. And that was Rebbe Shimon. Aliba to Rabbi Shimon, it's trichale. According to Rabbi Shimon, whenever a balim uses one carbon and he leaves the other one, then there is always a chatas amesa. There's never any time where we would allow a leftover chatas to be tira. And therefore, I would have thought that this is true even if I set it aside for achrayas. So ma datema lesel Rabbi Shimon nedava. Maybe, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is never any case of motar chatas going for a nedava. It'll always, if it's money, I'll throw it into the amamela. If it's an animal, it's going to die. And therefore, there is no such thing as a motar chatas l'nedava. That's what I might have thought. Kamash malan, therefore comes along Rabami to say, don't make that mistake. He agrees that when it comes to money, that money, einachinami, is used for the nidvas tibo v'kayat mizbeach. What are you saying? Now what? That if it wouldn't be for Rabami, what would I have thought? You would have thought that according to Rabbi Shimon, that there's no such thing as money from a chatas ever going for a nedava. Well, boy, that would be pretty amazing because it's a beferish of Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah says there were a total of shlosha asar shofarot ayu b'migdash. There were these shofarot like this enormous tzedakah box that's shaped like a shofar. In other words, it's very broad at the bottom, thin at the top, so when you're dropping the money, there's no way to stick in your hand. You can't get the money out of there. And there were 13 of them. Why did we need 13? Well, the first seven were like this. First, on the number one, it said Tiklin Chadatin, the Shkolim for this year. The next one said Tiklin Atikin, anybody who hadn't paid up for last year's Shkolim. Another one was for people who were buying Kinim and they needed to have pairs of birds because they were, let's say, a Yoledes or a Korban Alaviyore. The other one said Gozlei Ola, where I'm putting in money in there and I want to donate Ola. Both of them go to Ola's. That's a nedava. I could do that. If we find money in there, we use it and we bring it for whoever it was that put in the money. The fifth one was for somebody who put in money for Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. The next one was for someone who put in money for the Lavona, just to put a kometz of Lavona. The next one was Zahav, that would be used le kaporet. Kaporet doesn't mean the kaporet over the orin. The kaporet is in the sense of kipurei zahav, the cups that were used to pour out the dam. Then we had another six left, okay? On the six that were left, we had Shisha Linadava. It said on the Linadava, and it says in a Braita, the Shisha Linadava was for an Eila that came from Motarot. And the reason that we need it to be separately marked is because Ein Ora Lekoanim. Normally, when I bring a Korban Eila, then the Eila, all of the Orot of the Olot were given to the Kohanim. But these that were purchased from Motarot, the skins were actually sold in a tannery shop, and the money was reinvested in bringing more nedavot. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Omar lo Rabbi Nechemya, some say it was Rabbi Shimon, said to him, if you claim that the Kohanim don't get the Orot, then you are being mevatel the famous Medrash of Yehoyada HaKohen. What's Yehoyada HaKohen? It's not. We learned in the Mishnah in Shkalim, Ze Midrash Darash Yehoyada HaKohen. This is the beautiful drasha that Yehoyada HaKohen himself was derech. The Torah says, Asham Hu, Asham Asham Lashem. Now, what in the world is that supposed to mean? I mean, did you ever hear anything so absurdly repetitive? Asham Hu, Asham Asham Lashem. Says Yehoyada HaKohen. You know what that's coming to tell me? That's coming to tell me that wherever you have a moser of a chatas or an osha, how do I know chatas? Because oshom asham, one is for osham and one is for chatas, which is compared to osham, that goes l'ashem. and you use it to buy its with its money. You use it to buy olot, and the basar goes lashem, whereas the orot are considered to be the normal chatas, the normal asher, which goes to the kohen. Sakichatat kasham lakohen. But anyway, from Yoyada Kohen, it's clear that the Kohanim Dafka do get the Orot and the Boser, and only the Boser is goes to Hashem. So you see that Eat Le Nidavar Le Rabbi Shimon, forget about the issue, but this is Rabbi Shimon that's talking over here. So how in the world could you have come up with this crazy Havamina that according to Rabbi Shimon, who was the author of the entire discussion of what we do with the money for Motarot, that Rabbi Shimon holds, there is no money for Motarot. Tell me something. I need Rabbi Ami to tell me how to read this. It's a Mishnah, for heaven's sakes, and the Braita goes directly on the Mishnah. Why do I need somebody to tell me that according to Rabbi Shimon, money from a chatas goes for Motarot? Well, obviously, he said so. Oh, wait a minute. Not necessarily. Because isn't there a simple case of Motarot? I'll tell you a simple case of Motarot. A guy sets aside $50 to buy a Korban Asham or a Korban Chatas, and it only costs $49. What does he do with the extra buck? Now, that has nothing to do with two separate piles where you use one pile, not the other pile. Maybe Eino Chinami, if Rabbani hadn't told us that even if there were two piles, it would still be considered not to be Dochli because he used one pile. I would have thought, Yitzchak, I need Rabbani, because Sarkadat can make Yisrael a double of Rabbi Shimon. You know where Rabbi Shimon says that there's money that goes into those pushkes in the Beis HaMikdash? The Chad Sidra. Well, you had one pile of money, and it had a little bit extra that you didn't need to buy the Asham. The money that was left over, you then go ahead and you put it in there. But what does that have to do with the case we're talking about? Betarte Sidra? If you've got two separate piles of money, then maybe it's the same as two separate korbanos. And Rabbi Shimon says, if you take one and you leave over the other one, then it's mesa. Come marshmallow. Therefore, I need Rabbi to tell me that the din of mesa in that case is not true on the money. It's only true on the actual behema itself. So that's what Rabbi's the whole point is. There's a difference between having extra money la'achrayut and having an actual animal as achrayot. And that was the chiddush of Reb Ami. To be seen more tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. And it's been great meeting with you yet again today. Maybe we should try this every day. Of course, we'd have to cut out all eating, but that might be good for weight loss. Okay, everybody. Laila Tov. It's been wonderful.